from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, I got a major issue with this head coach, and maybe it's his fault. Well, it is his fault. But maybe his biggest flaw was that when he was first hired, his first impression that he gave us was this tough, gutsy, ballsy head coach.
Yeah, because he went for it.
Yes, right. He went for the win. And it changed the whole complexion of that season right off the jump. He wasn't Brian Daboll. He was Brian Daballs, right? And it was awesome, and it was glorious, and the Giants were gutsy, and then he's yelling at Daniel Jones, and it was great. And last year, we had this discussion a lot, but it jumped out at me. It was alarming how some of his play call decisions to go for it and not go for it were very cowardly. And I thought that maybe this season, with him actually being the play caller, and maybe this season with more talent at wide receiver and the idea of I'm going to take shots down the field, that maybe we would see the old Brian Daboll. And early in this game, and I want to cite the exact moment because this is the one that really pissed me off, and I'm curious if the Giant fan would agree with me on this. The New York Giants are set up in a spot in which they got to go for it. They got to be aggressive. It was actually a 4th-and-3 from about the 50. So right at midfield. 4th-and-3 from the 50. The Giant defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. It's 14-3 Minnesota. The Vikings just had that drive where they went 99 yards down the field. Remember that?
Yes.
And oh, by the way, remember how they capped off that touchdown drive? They went for it on 4th-and-goal from the 3-yard line. So the Giants have the football, and I was convinced we got the old Brian Daboll. You know why I was convinced?
Why?
Because of his play call on 3rd-and-2. He designed a run play for Daniel Jones, and unfortunately, the Minnesota Vikings snuffed it out.
Yes.
Brian Flores was ready for
it. That was back-to-back QB runs.
Back-to-back. Very good. Yes. Back-to-back design runs with Daniel Jones after a Devin Singletary first down run of 5 yards. So when I saw that, I assumed, okay, I got no issue with that play call because clearly with 4th-and-2.5 from about the 50 down 14-3 after your defense just gave up 99 yards, you're obviously going to go for it. I was absolutely floored slash disgusted slash embarrassed slash angry, whatever adjective you want to use, that he sent the punter out. Jamie Gillen's on the field ready to punt. And it was about the 12th time in this game Giant fans were booing. And in this case, I joined you. I was booing at home. So before I get to Brian Daboll coaching cowardly example number 2, do you at least agree with me that this was a very cowardly example of coaching?
It was an interesting sequence because you usually, and again, I'm not an NFL play caller. I call games, so I see these things often. But it was a sequence that was setting up to go for it on 4th down.
Yes.
That's what it felt like.
Yes.
Right? When you run a play that's not high efficiency, because it is high efficiency, but more like high yard gain potential, like EPA. It's not a high EPA play, but it could be, right? He could bust it. But it also says, I'm just trying to get half of what I need because I'm going to go for it.
Because you're going to go for it.
Yeah, that's what it felt like
and
to me.
When you look,
especially when they were back-to-back design QB runs.
Back-to-back design QB. And here's the other part. There's 3.5 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah.
You're giving the ball back to an offense that just went 99 yards down the field in a perfect world, getting a 3-and-out to get the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go down 14-3, when the truth is there's a damn good chance the Vikings are just going to march down the field and eat the entire clock, which is almost what they did. Because the Giants didn't get the ball back until it was less than a minute to go. The Vikings are also getting the ball to start the second half. So think about how much of a, I had a word in mind, I'm not going to use that word, that's offensive. Think about how soft, how non-gutsy, how weak that decision is.
Yeah.
Not just from a 4th and 3 at the 50, which on its surface you should just be going for, but everything around it made that a cowardly play call.
Well, the challenge with saying it's cowardly is that at that point in the game, you don't know that you're out of it. It doesn't feel like you're out of it. You're only down 2 scores.
But I'm not saying go for it because you're out of it, Teak. I'm saying go for it because you're only 3 yards away from a first down. You're at midfield, and your defense on back-to-back sessions just got bludgeoned.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is that that if you go for it there, it rings of desperation. You know
really?
What I mean?
On 4th and 3 from midfield?
Yes.
That's desperate?
Yes, because you're doing whatever you can to stay in the game. You know, if it's 21-3, maybe, right? But it just feels a little desperate and imprudent if you don't get it. Because now you've given a team that's been gashing your defense less than half the field to make to go get another score.
This one, and I know you're going to get to others, was something I didn't have a problem with. I think at that point it was hold on to your pants, yes. Only be down 14-3, and figure out what the heck we have to talk about in that locker room.
I completely disagree, because we'll get to the other punt call, which I know is more egregious in people's minds, but this one's actually worse. Because again, this is where I completely disagree with you. Tiki, it's not desperation. It's confidence. It's belief in your quarterback and your offense that they can get 3 yards to keep that drive going.
Have you not watched the first half?
But then he's admitting I got no trust in anybody.
Right, but then you're also saying I have confidence in this being efficient and working out. I just don't think he had confidence that these things are going to work out. And so he's trying to be smart given what Daniel has shown him so far in the day.
The other decision he made was more of a give-up call, and that was 4th and 3 from their own 37 down 28-6 late third quarter. That's a, hey, let's play the math game. We're down by 22. You can't win this game by punting it away. So I agree you should have gone for it, but that fits more of the desperate call. And then the worst
part... But at that point, it is desperate.
It is, and I admit that. And I admit it's a horrible decision, and I think it fits in the Daboll not being the Daboll that we remember from 2 years ago. But honestly, because the game was closer earlier, that's why I thought the first one was even worse. I was even more annoyed by that one.
Yeah, again, he was just trying to get to that locker room and talk to him. That second one, I'm sorry. I know it's 28-6 and everything's spiraled. There's still 4 minutes left in the third quarter. When you punt the ball there, you're not even giving yourself a chance to think you're Michael Vick in the Miracle at the Meadowlands or something like that.
Right.
What kind of message after a week of preparation does that send to the rest of the guys in your room when it's midway through the third quarter, you're down less than midway through the third quarter, you're down 3 touchdowns, every possession matters. Who cares at that point if you lose by 5 touchdowns? You got to go for it.
There's a give-up call.
And his post-game was worse when he was asked about it. He said something effective. I thought that was, you know, best for our team in that spot. Excuse me?
Well, look, here's the truth about Brian Daboll. Yeah. He does not answer a damn thing at these press conferences. And you could defend it by saying, Bill does it. It doesn't matter. Just win. And that's probably the best argument. Just win games. We won't care. But asking Brian Daboll a question is basically walking up to a wall and speaking to it.
Yeah,
he doesn't give you anything.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.